When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about skin health. Now, I'm no dermatologist, and I don't pretend to be an expert on skin health. And as you'll know, if you've listened to other episodes in my podcast series, I like to put health into context. And in my day-to-day clinical work as an NHS GP partner, there isn't a day that goes without some kind of skin complaint. Now, often they're acute, you know, things that have come up from nowhere as rashes, but sometimes they're long-term conditions as well. And I thought it would be useful just to cover different types of skin presentation and what you can do about them to minimise them, and the things that can aggravate them and the things that can possibly make them better to live with. Now, as a starting point, I think it's useful to use my symptom web, or the health loop, as I call it in my book, The Health Fix, the 8 factors that give rise to a symptom, and that is a non-communicable symptom. So this is more for long-term skin conditions or things that are not acute, so not the rash that you get with measles, for example, because that's an acute illness. But again, as a reminder, those 8 factors are diet, exercise, stress, sleep, sunlight, which is a euphemism for vitamin D, environment, genetics, and historic infections. Now, all of these play into symptoms, but also when it comes to skin health, because, you know, if you've got a rash or you've got some sort of skin manifestation, that is a symptom. So anyone listening who has a long-term skin condition will know that it often gets worse with stress, but so do gut symptoms, and so does the tone of your voice, you know. So we know all 8 of these factors are important in lots of different conditions. So just hold that at the back of your mind as we sort of journey forward into skin conditions. So I'm going to start with, let's start with acute things, because they are things that need dealing with immediately. So I'm not going to spend too long on that. I just wanted to get the message across that if you suddenly develop a rash out of nowhere, definitely get it checked out. But ones that you see that are acute, that come from nowhere, that are harmless, and there'll obviously be links to these in the show notes because you need to see what they're like. But 2 that we commonly see in general practice are called guttate psoriasis. These little sort of droplet-like red flaky rashes all over the body, sometimes in a Christmas tree pattern that is accompanied with either a sore throat or stress, and it sort of goes away on its own in sort of 6 to 8 weeks usually. And the other one is called pityriasis rosea. And that is also a red rash with lots of patches everywhere, very commonly preceded by one patch called a herald patch. And then suddenly, a few days later, you're covered in all these sort of round red patches. Again, harmless. They think it's triggered by a virus. Often happens more commonly in places where there are lots of people milling around together, like army barracks and the like. But again, harmless. So those are just 2 examples of things that come suddenly are harmless and just burn out. And actually, there's no need for treatment for those, and creams don't particularly help. There are, of course, lots of other rashes that come with acute illness, but often they're part and parcel of an illness like scarlet fever, for example, or slap cheek syndrome. But, you know, we'd be here all day just talking about acute things if we focused on that. So bottom line is get them checked out. So I was thinking about how to proceed with this because I could go via condition, you know, like eczema, psoriasis and moles and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But what might be more useful is if we think about skin from a basic viewpoint. So if you think about the skin as our largest organ, which is something it's often referred to as, the way it's nourished, if you like, and the way that it, you know, all the things that affect it in my health loop of those eight factors, in a way, you could split into external and internal factors. So external factors include, you know, toxins, the kind of water in your area. If you've got a hard water area, that can dry out the skin. Contact with certain materials. You know, there are certain materials that are more likely to, you know, elicit a reaction from the skin. Wool, for example. And things like climate. So extreme heat and extreme cold also will affect your skin. So those are external factors. What about internal factors? Well, you know, diet is one of those things that comes up again and again in terms of most health conditions. It's a little contentious, but generally, if you've got a long-term skin condition or an inflammatory, perhaps itchy skin condition like eczema or dermatitis or psoriasis, you will know yourself that, for example, if you're a smoker, it, you know, smoking makes those conditions worse. And if you stop smoking, often they'll get better. And in the same way, when you look at diet and supplements, there is a little bit of evidence for omega-3 and for probiotics. And when we go back to foods, some people find that certain food groups, you know, for example, carbohydrates, and of course by that I mean refined processed carbohydrates, or say a particular group of, you know, foods like dairy products, for example, or wheat products, aggravate their eczema or dermatitis. Now, what's going on there? Well, it may be that the person who's getting, you know, skin flare-ups from dairy has something called a non-IgE cow's milk protein allergy. It may be that the person who's reacting to wheat could be reacting to the gluten and has a condition called dermatitis herpetiformis, which is associated with celiac disease, or it may just be coincidence. Some people get it with alcohol as well. So I personally, in adults particularly, and children with guidance of a medical professional, I'm a fan of elimination diets because I think if you leave something out for 21 days minimum, preferably a month, you will find out very quickly whether it's made any difference to whatever condition you're thinking about improving, in this case, a skin condition, and particularly eczema and dermatitis. At this point, I have to say that the mainstay of managing these conditions is moisturising and avoiding extreme cold and extreme heat, because those conditions, you know, a lack of moisture and extreme cold and extreme heat can really flare up eczema and dermatitis. Okay, so that was a quick mini tour of external and internal factors as I understand them. And again, don't worry too much about remembering all this because there'll be lots of links in the show notes. Now, some of you may have just heard what I said and thought, well, hang on, what have probiotics got to do with eczema? And if you think about the systems involved in our body and how they're all interconnected, and I talk about this on loads of other episodes, particularly the ones around lifestyle medicine, you know, your gut, your brain, your skin, your musculoskeletal system, your hormones, everything is interconnected. And, you know, if you take a very simple example of stress making eczema worse, which we know it can, then diet can make it worse. Your environment can make it worse or better. So these are things, I'm not going over the basics like moisturising and using medicated creams, because I'm sort of hoping that if you are someone who has those conditions, you're already doing that. And you'll often find as well that certain conditions go hand in hand. So often people with asthma have eczema because they are atopic. They have a tendency to mild allergy, if you like. And it's interesting, many years ago, there was a dermatologist in North London who's lovely and really, really good at what they do, who, you know, did the rounds and was coming to talk to my practice about skin conditions. You know, the specialists often come into GP surgeries to keep us up to date. And I remember she started her talk with, you know, now let's talk about eczema in children, because you want to talk about moisturising and all parents want to do is talk about allergies. I thought that was a bit unfair, but because actually, you know, atopic eczema, you know, is modifiable by, for example, if you have cow's milk protein allergy, removing cow's milk. So, you know, this was 20 years ago, so things have moved on. And I think if you keep those eight factors in your head, in the back of your mind, things often fall out of those where you think, wait a second, you know, could it be the bath additive I'm using? Could it be the fact that I've got mold in my bedroom? You know, all of these things are really important for all health, really. And skin is no exception.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, some quick fire skin topics. Acne, really common, and de rigueur for teenagers. Why? Because they go through hormonal changes and the hormones change the amount of sebum, which is a type of oil within our skin and made by glands in our hair follicles. You know, you can expect to get acne when you're a certain age. What about adult acne? There is a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome in women that can also present with acne or excessive hair. And I think actually it's really worth acknowledging that skin conditions can be emotionally quite hard to bear for lots of reasons. They're very visible, obviously. Okay, well, not all the time, but occasionally. And, you know, in a world where appearance is so important for many reasons, and there's a boom in the whole industry around aesthetics, it can affect people's self-esteem. Okay, so we just talked about acne. Just in terms of things that, you know, help or hinder, you know, any inflammatory skin condition like acne. So people often ask me, oh, well, you know, does eating chocolate cause acne? And it's not scientific to say that it does, but eating lots of chocolate or eating lots of sugar certainly doesn't help, because it sets the scene for, you know, acne to be able to manifest more easily, if you like. And again, just keep, you know, if you think of that, the external and internal factors and those eight elements of the health loop, you know, just tightening up on those can help. It doesn't always completely work. And that's, of course, why we have medication. And for acne, you know, that ranges from things on a stick to various types of oral medication. Okay, what about other things that we see which might be a bit more mysterious? Actually, before we go on to that, I want to talk about rosacea. Rosacea is sort of often seen by the public as a variant of acne, but the story is a bit different. It's like, oh, well, it seems to come up when I drink alcohol, or I seem to get flushed in the face, you know, when I am stressed, but it sort of sometimes behaves like acne in terms of the things that trigger it or make it worse. But it's more of a blood vessel issue, often easily treated with topical treatments and made better by lifestyle modifications. Right, two sort of slight mystery ones that we see quite often that people bounce back to the GP for again and again because we haven't got to the why of the why. One is called Demodex. These are tiny little mites. They sound grim, and the pictures of them, the, you know, that are in the show notes are not very nice, but it makes you realise how nature is just so amazing at engineering when you look at the design of these mites. And these are tiny mites. They're more common in pet owners, but you can get them without that. And they tend to infest mainly around the face and cause this kind of redness. Very easy to treat with a medicated cream, often metronidazole, which is also used to treat rosacea. And you'd be amazed how many GPs I know that haven't heard of this. It's not maligning anyone, because there's tons of stuff I haven't heard of, because as a GP, you're meant to know everything and you just can't, can you? And the other one that often presents is this thing called MI allergy. So MI stands for methyl isothiocyanone. It's a chemical that is added to things like shampoos and soaps and detergents, which increases their shelf life. It used to be in makeup products and it's now banned. It's illegal in stay-on makeup products. And it causes this thing called contact dermatitis. So this is where the more you come into contact with the material, the more it flares up your skin. And many years ago, when I used to work at the BBC, and when you go on TV, I used to work for BBC World News and do a live segment, and I would get a dab of makeup put on. And this was before MI was illegal. By the time I'd get as much of it off as I could, and bearing in mind it was only really a dab to make sure that you don't look sweaty under the camera, by the time I'd get home on the train, my face would be itching and starting to look red. And it was me looking into that made me realise that the makeup may have had MI in it. And what happens is, you know, women particularly who are using any sort of products with MI on their face would come in with this absolutely florid, angry red rash that just wouldn't get better. So you'd give them maybe a course of steroids and some creams and it would go away for a little bit. Then it would bounce back because, of course, they're still using whatever it is that contains MI. And, you know, I remember at one point I looked through every single shower gel and, you know, product that we had at home and just threw out all the ones that had MI in them, because it's an allergen. So there are certain materials that are more allergenic, more likely to cause a reaction than others. So I've mentioned wool already. MI is also one. And it's interesting how contact dermatitis develops. You know, it's a bit of an odd example, but if you were to rub, I don't know, a piece of wool or something on the back of your hand every day, you know, you're increasing the likelihood of you reacting to that wool. And then one day, the way contact dermatitis works, it's this immune switch model. Suddenly it's like, boom, you know, your immune system reacts and there's this enormous reaction with a really florid, red, itchy rash. Another common culprit for contact dermatitis is latex. So latex gloves, you don't really see them anymore because so many people have a latex allergy. I couldn't do an episode on skin health without mentioning skin cancer, because it's so important to be aware of this. Melanomas in particular can be deadly. And any mole, particularly a dark mole, but not always, any mole or skin lesion that you're not sure about or is new or has changed needs checking out. And, you know, as medics, we use this thing called the ABCDE rule, which you'll see in the show notes, which is a good way of gauging whether a mole is something to worry about. But nowadays, we'll tend to look at the mole, you know, under a dermatoscope, which is a bit like a sort of a low-powered microscope, if you like, for the skin. And melanomas, you know, if they're not caught early and they spread, can, unfortunately, be fatal. There are other types of skin cancers, so many like, you know, cutaneous lymphomas or basal cell carcinomas, squamous cell carcinomas, but it's unusual for them to be life-threatening in the same way that melanoma can harm us. But still, things to be aware of. And just a very basic thing, you know, people have different types of skin. It's called the Fitzpatrick scale and goes from type 1 to type 6 in terms of the shade of skin. So type 1 is very fair-skinned, often people with red hair and freckles, and type 6 is black skin. And, you know, depending on what you're reading, it will often go through, you know, so I would say, you know, if I think of my own Fitzpatrick skin category, that I would be type 5. And one website I saw said that type 5 skin never burns. That's not true. I'm, you know, slightly embarrassed to say I have burnt, certainly across the top of my shoulders previously, not for a long time now, but actually sun safety is so important. And, you know, there is this thing that used to be called the sun safety code, and it basically says try and avoid the hottest part of the day. Now, it's important to get out and get some sun exposure, because for things like vitamin D, it's important. And actually, there are some studies that show that some sun exposure protects us when it comes to other cancers, but it's prolonged exposure, you know, sunbeds or burning. Burning is always bad. That's the bottom line. Okay, so in summary, skin health is just like all health. There are external factors, there are internal factors, and there are some specific things that need looking out for. Of course, there are rare skin conditions that I'm not going to cover in this because they wouldn't be relevant. But I hope that's been useful, because I've covered most common things and a couple of things that we see commonly that are quite difficult to diagnose, I think. Do let me know if you've got your own skin stories and what's worked, what hasn't worked. And also, do keep those ideas coming in. I'm loving them. And thank you again for listening. I really appreciate it. Tell people about this podcast if you've enjoyed what you've heard. Do leave me a rating on the podcast apps. And until next time, do stay well. Take care. Look after yourself. Bye for now.